We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is, first, we have an amazing guest, another awesome, amazing author. I'm with my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of Senior Stash Publishing, and also the Hollow Man Publishing Company. How are you, Paul? Who's our guest today?
I'm doing great. Our guest today is a published author, Charlotte Schultz, and she's gonna tell us all about writing and her experience today. So welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm very excited. I am.
Yeah. So how did you get started?
Well, I started because it's really kind of strange because I'm a mathematician by nature. And I'm an educator. And so I taught mathematics for a number of years, and I ended up working with an at-risk dropout prevention ninth grade group of students one time, and I interested them in solving word problems using poetry. And that's how it started. They became so enthralled and enthused and interested in what they were doing, it gave them motivation. And when I realized it gave our youth motivation, then I said, oh, okay, let's go from here and see where it takes me. So that's when I started writing.
Great, great. And so tell us about your publications right now. So you have more than one?
I do. I have more than one. I started out in 2004, and I have my first book, Echoes. And then I have another one called Remembering. That's more of, you could read it as a story starting from the beginning to the end, because it takes family ties all the way through the book. And then Awakenings was my third book. And that is five generations of American history, and it's written in poetic verse. And then my latest one is Catnip of Life. That's the one that was just released in March that became a number one bestseller on Amazon. And then I was invited to be a co-author, contributor, and the inside effects, how the body heals itself. And that book came out in June. So that's what I have. And then I have plenty on the writing board.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Wow. So this is very interesting. Do you have a favorite genre that out of all those genres there, you have a favorite?
Well, they're all poetry. And poetry is, I'm trying to get people more interested in poetry, because even myself as a child, and when I grew up in high school and even college, I never was into poetry, because everything that was put before me, I didn't understand it. I would read it, but I really wouldn't grasp the intention behind the author. So when I started writing poetry, I said, okay, this is a hard read. It's a hard sell, so I'm going to make it simple. And I write visionary poetry. And the way it is written, and especially Catnip of Life, I take Mother Nature and I make the connection to human nature. Where a novel, you will begin reading from the beginning of the book to the end. And when it's the end, that's the end, unless there is a sequel. That's the end of the story, and you put it on the shelf, and that's it. The way Catnip is written, each poem tells its own story in vision, so that when you read it and you get to the end, it's not the end, it's the beginning, because once you have read it, now you want to go find it. Oh. You want to see it in real life. It creates that vision in your mind.
What do you think, from what we've learned from this author, just her passion as a teacher, how she's able to bring it into books?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the question.
Say again.
No, I was going to Paul, because somehow you were cutting off. So the point I was going to make is, your passion as a teacher, can you tell me how you're really utilizing that in your writing?
Oh, yes. Am I right? Almost. I think I understand your question now. And in fact, my book has already been accepted into the Northwest Florida Regional Library, and I'm working and getting it into the Bay County schools where I live, because I want to go into the schools. And I am right now investigating being able to enter classrooms and go into the classrooms and talk to the youth about the importance of reading and writing, and bringing that into their life, to enrich their life, because our kids are very creative. And the creativity that we can pull from our youth, I believe a lot of it is squashed, so to speak, because we don't give them the opportunity to come forth and show us what they can do because they're tied to a curriculum.
Great. That's a wonderful way to do that too, is to get go right to the audience, right? So
That's a passion of mine. I want to get out and work a lot with youth, and I'm also going to, or excuse me, offer writers workshops, where, and it doesn't have to be youth, it could be any age that can come in, and then we can work together, and I can help them with their writing. I'll be learning, they'll be learning all at the same time. And I also want to take that group and work with writing a series of experiences and stories of other people out in nature, and put this into a collection, into a book, where I will have other people contributing to the book, not just myself.
great, right? An anthology, perfect. Yeah, that's terrific.
An
So,
anthology,
so
exactly
Paul,
right.
she was talking about, going into schools and stuff like that. It's such a great thing to do those readings, and now they're finally opening the schools back up to do those readings now, by the way.
Oh yes, I mean I'm a big proponent of getting into the school and doing more with the schools. Our teachers already now are overloaded, and we have a shortage of teachers actually in Florida. So I'm hoping that anything that I can do to help, in that area, and it might even pull more people interested in becoming and going back into the education field. That would be wonderful.
Wow, that's great. And is that your final goal then, is to get the people interested to come back into teaching as well?
That's one of them.
Yes.
I mean, as writers, we always have a lot on our writing board.
We do.
And as a follow-up to catnip, there's going to be a touch of catnip, which is a smaller version that someone can just keep in their purse, take it with them, put it on their nightstand to have quick readings during the day, just for a short spurt, maybe of energy. I have one that's Voices of Nature. That's another little short book. Those two are finished. And then my biggie is my children's book. And my children's book is called Buzzin', Buzzin', with a little apostrophe. And that's a connection bringing a child into nature. And the characters in that book, believe it or not, are three bees and a cat. It's quite interesting. And that one is about three quarters finished. So I'm
Great.
really, really anxious
Your
to get out and get that one.
connection with nature is incredible. You know, we it that's what I would call experiential learning, right? So you're because you're
Oh,
really
yes.
learning outside
Yes.
a classroom, right?
Exactly. And I do want to mention too, because I've had this question asked, and I'm sure that the listeners that are going to be listening to this particular, podcast are going to be wondering, why catnip? Why catnip of life? Of course, I have a cat, and my cat loves catnip. And in watching my Foxy and then going out into nature and realizing what I feel and absorb, the energies that I receive when I'm in nature, made the connection of catnip and Mother Nature, because catnip is an intense attraction. And that attraction can either excite you or it can put you into a state of tranquility. Well, that's exactly what catnip does to the cat, and exactly what Mother Nature does to human behavior. So that's why I'm bringing the two together using the terminology of catnip. And eventually, I would like to have a cat. My goal is to have a catnip cabin, which is going to be a writer's retreat in the mountains, where writers, and I'm not going to limit it to writers, but I do want it where writers can have a place of tranquility, can come up and be in nature and gather their thoughts and just relax and write and write and write.
Fascinating, fascinating. Yes.
Well, Paul, it's such great information. Where can we find information on you and purchase your book, learn more about it? Where can we go?
Okay, well, my book is on Amazon. It's on Amazon.com. It is Catnip of Life. And one thing I do need to mention is published under Charlotte Sharla, Lee, because Lee is my maiden name, and no one ever spells Schultz right, because my name has no C and it has no Z in it. So to try to find my name, my publisher and I decided, okay, let's go with your maiden name because it's just going to be a lot easier to follow. And I'm also on Linktree. And if you go to Linktree, then you can see all of my connections in my social media.
Great. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Such a great interview. Appreciate it. Thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I certainly do. And I just wish you the best. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.